State lawmakers and Governor Ducey say they plan to spend $56 million federal dollars this year that was sent to the state to cover child care costs. That's significant because Arizona got the money last year and did not allocate it. With me to talk more about this is Mary Jo Pitzel of the Arizona Republic, who's written about this. And Mary Jo, let's look back to last year. Do we know why the state didn't spend that federal money and just kept it in an account?
No, I don't have a good sense of what happened. Where the money came from, the Congress passed the budget. Trump signed it, and there was $56 million for Arizona in no-strings-attached child care money. We knew this in February. Come May, it's towards the end of the legislative session, and proposals to give the legislature the authority to spend it came and went. And it was held up. We're not sure why. There were some suggestions that legislative leaders weren't nuts about this for some reason. I talked to Ducey a few times over the summer and asking him, trying to understand why this happened. And all he would say is that, you know, they will do something about it this coming year.
And it seems like one of the key points you make here is that it's no strings attached money. It's just money the state can basically use however it needs it for child care purposes, right?
Correct. There's no requirement to have matching funds, to put any more money up out of the state general fund.
So what is the plan for this year then? Does the state look like it's going to spend this money?
The plan that the governor has, which mirrors what the Department of Economic Security proposed, they're the folks that oversee the program, they would take half of that money and use it to expand the number of families that would be eligible for the child care subsidy. And then the other half would be used to raise the rate that is paid to the child care centers that provide the help. That last point's really important because we've heard from a lot of the businesses that run child care centers that take the state subsidy. It's so low that it hurts their business model. They have to subsidize some of these lower income families that come in with the subsidy.
Because the amount of money the state gives the families is not enough to cover the actual cost or tuition to go to that child care center.
Correct. And actually, the way it works is the state pays the child care center in the name of the child that's being handled there. Arizona's rate was long believed to be the lowest in the nation, and DES said, well, no, it's just the oldest. It has not been raised since the year 2000. So we'll see if 19 years on, this year, if the legislature will approve going ahead and using this money to, in part, raise the rate.
So is there a sense that if the state does this, that more families will be able to send their kids to child care centers?
Yes. The governor's office estimates it would probably expand this to pick up another 5,100 children, which is, you know, not an insignificant number. The state has a wait list for child care. The last time I checked, it was at about 1,000 children. That number is deceptive, people tell me, because families just give up. It's not worth getting on the wait list because you wait and wait and wait. And usually when you apply for child care assistance, you need it within, you know, you need it pretty soon. So the wait isn't worth it. Perhaps this will change that dynamic.
So is there optimism that with this $56 million that the state is apparently looking to spend this year, will that raise the rates for child care centers to the point where they don't have to eat a lot of costs and don't have to lower their rates or turn people away?
I haven't talked to any of those providers yet. They will be grateful for any kind of relief that they can get. I don't think it will cover the full cost. Child care, as anybody that's listening out there who has kids knows, it's pretty pricey. This program is designed to help lower income families. So if you are a family of four, the max of your income to qualify for this program is about $48,000. So we'll see if this happens. It's important to note, you know, the governor's pushing for this. There are bills that have been proposed by Republican lawmakers, Regina Cobb and Michelle Udall, pushing not only letting the legislature tell the state they can go ahead and spend this money, not only would it authorize the expenditure of the money, but it would make it happen like right away, like maybe pass the bill, you know, this week, pass the bill next week, and it could take effect immediately. We don't have a good read yet on whether that will happen, but apparently the governor and the bill sponsors are both on board with that.
So obviously, as you said, spending this money will not, like, solve the issue. But have you gotten a sense from some of the providers how big of a dent maybe this could put in the problem that Arizona is facing?
I think mostly that it would, well, it allow them to stay in business, to handle, you know, the kids that come along. And because of some, the state has a new emphasis on trying to reward quality, higher quality child care. They feel that this will help to bolster that effort as well. I suspect there will always be families looking for help on child care, and they may not be able to get it the very moment that they're looking for it. And certainly there most likely will continue to be a wait list, but it should be a smaller one.
All right. That's Mary Jo Pitzel with the Arizona Republic. Mary Jo, thanks for coming in.
You bet.